UN Human Rights Chief slams Saudi Arabia for executing 7 people on Wednesday. Navi Pillai says the executions violate international standards. The executed Saudis were convicted of organizing armed robberies. Activists say some of them were minors when they were arrested back in 2006. The UN Security Council expresses grave concern over the fallout of the Syrian crisis into Lebanon. Council members say they're deeply concerned about repeated cross-border fire, which has caused death and injury among the Lebanese. Lebanese officials had earlier said foreign-backed militants in Syria are endangering the country's security. French President François Hollande calls on European Union leaders to lift an arms embargo on Syria. Hollande says the removal of the embargo will help insurgents in their fight against the Syrian government. However, several European countries believe giving more weapons to the militants will only escalate the conflict. The U.S. city of Detroit is in trouble. The city's rising debt has forced Michigan authorities to pick a bankruptcy expert to steer the state out of its financial miseries. The city currently has a massive $14 billion debt without a plan to reduce it. Thousands of people stage a rally in Belgian capital Brussels to protest EU austerity plans. Protesters from different European countries also called on their leaders to create jobs. Thousands of students have also hit the streets in Spain to protest education budget cuts and layoffs in schools and universities. Deadly bombings continue to plague Iraq. At least 25 people get killed and scores more injured in a string of blasts in the capital Baghdad. The explosions took place near several government buildings, including the Foreign and Culture Ministries. In recent months, there's been a surge of terror attacks across Iraq. The Iranian army has successfully test-fired 2 domestically made short-range missiles. During the drills, Iranian-manufactured Nasiriyah 10 and Fajr 5 missiles were fired. Iranian military officials say the drills were aimed at boosting the country's domestic expertise and promoting defense capabilities. Thousands of protesters have taken to the streets, in southern Algeria to demand jobs. They also accuse authorities of not allocating the country's oil revenues fairly. The Algerian government says the country's unemployment rate stands at 10%, but activists and unionists believe the figure is much higher.